Welcome everyone to Disappointed Parents. My name is Kaylin.
I am Gabriel.
And I am Aiden.
This has brought us to the topic at hand for this episode. Do parents have different expectations for their kids based on their gender?
Cultural differences in kids. Culture has changed a lot for children over many years, and each generation changes and grows.
There are now more opportunities to pursue their dreams. With all these opportunities, it is hard for some kids to decide what they want to do. Some parents think it's their job for kids to choose what the parents want. Instead of choosing what the kid wants to do, they are accepted to follow their own parents' dream.
According to our sources that we gathered through research before this, we have a quote, "But my study of anonymous aggregate data from Google searches suggests that contemporary American parents are far more likely to want their boys smart and their girls skinny."
In my personal experience, I am treated as if I am supposed to be the bigger man, which I do, and I like treating myself that way and trying to pursue those dreams.
Well, my experience, my dad is different by letting me and my brothers choose our own lives and aspirations. He let us follow our own dreams.
My parents do treat my sisters and me differently than my younger brother. They expect my brother to act more like a boy, even though he doesn't like most boy things. He doesn't enjoy sports, and he doesn't like the outdoors much.
Well, seeing as we are all treated in some different way or another, you can see how the three of us have turned out to be very different people. Each one of us has been changed by our parents' expectations.
I completely agree with you, Gabe. Okay, I have a question to ask you guys. How do you think your parents' expectations changed who you are today?
Well, in my experience, many of my parents' culture and tradition has rubbed off onto me. Their ideas of me being strong, physically and mentally, has made me really try to pursue these traditions. I greatly enjoy living this life, and this culture that they have taught me has landed me in a position where I can make friends, be smart, be strong, and help hold up this household. However, I know that I'm very different from you guys. So what about your personal experience?
The experience I had was the same with my brother since we were only boys, and our parents seemingly treat us differently. The only thing I realized that was different is that money also was the thing that was very different, changing most of us. My little brother is much more spoiled than myself. He's been spoiled with money and thinks that money is not a problem. Then maybe I'm not spoiled and money is sort of a problem for me.
My parents are traditional, so their views have somewhat rubbed off on me. They believe that my sisters and I should be prettier. Although they do want me to be smarter along with my brother, I am still treated differently than him. My parents also believe that things are labeled girly or manly. My brother tends to act more girly, so he is made fun of by my parents. Although my parents can be seen as more progressive compared to some parents, they still have more traditional values that continue to separate my siblings and me.
So, also cultural differences in parents. Parents are very different from children these days, especially these past couple years.
Parents are a generation behind us, meaning that they aren't as progressive as our generation. Sadly, many parents have very clear and specific gender stereotypes for their children.
Most parents don't really understand the world they are in now. The world has changed so much since they were children. Luckily, some still try to change and adapt with the world.
Parents oftentimes don't understand exactly how our modern generation works, so they oftentimes go with what they were taught back in their day.
Even though I came out to my parents months ago as pansexual, which means attraction to all genders, they still expect me to marry a boy. Their generation didn't grow up with the legal possibility of marrying the same gender, so they don't understand. Although I am lucky because they try their best to understand, even if they find it hard. So this is one way our generation is different from theirs.
In this generation, technology is also a game for us. For my dad is a person who now uses technology all the time for buying stuff, while my mom is hard for her to use technology because she doesn't know how to use it. The reason I say this is some parents love to use technology and want to get into this business of it while some want us to stay away from him.
From what I've experienced, it's mostly in not believing. My parents oftentimes have a hard time believing the stories I tell them. They think that I am exaggerating or I'm not telling the full truth. However, oftentimes I'm not exaggerating. Our generation is a weird one, and I'm starting to feel less and less surprised by anything I hear in the news.
Our sources claim that at least 88% of parents, mostly mothers, actually admitted that they do treat sons and daughters differently. So even parents admit that they treat their sons and daughters differently based on their gender.
Some parents already know that they do it. They want to pick the life for the kids that they never had.
Studies have also shown that fathers are much more receptive to emotions with their daughters. There is actual scientific evidence that different brain activity occurs when fathers interact with their sons compared to their daughters.
Another one of our sources claims, both mothers and fathers tended to focus more on emotions and feelings with their daughters. Boys, on the other hand, are usually taught to hold in their emotions. They have to be strong, tough, and unbreakable.
The modern world. However, the real world is much different than statistics on paper.
The statistics are based on old worldviews that are not accurate in our world today. Today, gender is much more equal, and parents tend to treat their children much more equally.
These days, it's how the parent and child think and act when it comes to this topic.
Parents are much more receptive to all of their kids nowadays. They let kids follow their dreams and oftentimes support them in doing so.
Children are allowed to be and do whatever they want. Although parents still expect great things from their kids, they expect great things regardless of gender. And although some parents will continue to stereotype based on gender, many more will be more progressive and equal.
Parents can do many things to teach the kids, but the kids will always think different from them.
So now we have a quote from my stepdad, Jack. Jack was a parent of both gendered kids before this, and he has seen his fair share of parenting. So, our quote from him. He says, "There is no difference. Parents do not expect any difference from boys or girls, and it's been that way for 1,000 years. They want their children to be happy, healthy, and succeed in whatever brings them happiness in their life."
At Disappointed Parents, we believe that parents can change the way they treat and stereotype their children.
It's hard to change your mindset, but it's not impossible.
Thank you so much for listening. This is Adrian, leaving.
Till next time, this is Gabriel.
This is Kaylin, ending this podcast.